tech expert Shenny Jardin is back with us with a couple of more gizmo gift ideas for the tech lover in your life this holiday season. Shenny, let's start with...
a wireless fish finder.
The wireless fish finder.
Just what every wired angler needs.
It looks like a wristwatch.
Looks like a wristwatch, and it shows you where the fish are. If you see, I'm holding this little thing that looks like almost a toy boat.
Uh-huh.
You attach this green thing to the end of your fishing line and cast it out into the water, and this sends back data wirelessly to this little gadget that you're holding in your hand that you wear around your wrist like a watch. And on that wristwatch-like gadget is a little display that shows you the contours of the ocean or river floor and shows you where fish are. And I have it on simulation mode right now, and you can see actually that there are three rather large fish just swimming immediately to my left.
Yeah, they are! I can't believe it!
The fishing is good here in Culver City, I understand. Some of them include features that sense barometric changes in the environment also, because weather changes affect how fish behave.
Got to ask, what would one pay for a little unit like this?
This is around $100. They go up from there. There are a number of different kinds. I like this particular model because you can check the fish just as easily as checking the time.
All right, wrist-mounted fish finder. How about something a little more practical?
Well, if you aren't fishing every day, you might get more use out of a wireless headset.
If you have one of these, a cord reaching from your cell phone to an ear thing, it does get a little...
gets messy and tangly.
Yeah.
So one new solution for that are these Bluetooth headsets. I'm holding one here made by a company called Jabra. And these only work with Bluetooth-enabled phones. Bluetooth is a relatively short-range wireless technology that allows gadgets to talk to each other.
Okay, so the telephone can talk to the earpiece, and then I can talk to whoever I'm talking to on the phone.
Exactly.
Okay, great. These things go for?
Just around $99, and again, they go up from there. Another vendor that makes wireless headsets that I'm pretty fond of is Plantronics. There are a number of things that you want to think about when you're going into the store or going online to shop for one of these. First, you want to make sure that the device you are selecting is compatible with your phone. Not all headsets are compatible with all cell phones. You want to make sure, obviously, that your cell phone has Bluetooth so that it can communicate wirelessly with one of these things. More importantly than anything, you want to make sure the thing feels comfortable to you and that you're actually going to want to use it.
Right. Okay. Let us close here with what I think must be Shenny Jardin's favorite tech toy of the moment. And this is something you've brought in, and
yes,
you didn't even wait for Santa to get this under the tree. This is a video camera that shoots in what people call high definition, yes?
This is a Panasonic DVX100 digital video camera, and what's exciting about this is that it allows you to shoot in what they call 24p mode. It's a sort of a frame rate selection that makes your footage look really a lot like film. And what's so exciting to me about this gadget is that young independent filmmakers, people without a lot of money, are able to purchase this device for less than $3,000 and shoot movies that would be perfectly suitable for theatrical distribution.
The same category, Shenny, but let's think about other price ranges for people who have no aspirations for being pro or semi-pro but would like a digital video camera just for the family.
Before you start shopping, again, do your homework. There are cameras that start in the budget range of, say, $500 or $600 and move all the way up. Think about who's using the device and for what. But there are cameras out there for every potential use and every potential budget these days.
Shenny Jardin is our tech expert. If you have suggestions for gadgets and gizmos you want Shenny to review, email us at dayToday@npr.org. Put gadget in the subject line. Shenny, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you, Alex.